once again, everybody. Time for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the ever-growing Sales Lead Management Association. It's the longest-running program here on the Funnel Radio Network with the man who started it all, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul.
We're live with you today here, and you're talking about a topic that I don't think really most people really understand much about. What separates simple CRM from sales lead management software? Aren't they the same thing?
I don't think so, and that's why we're doing this program today and asking an expert to come in and give us the answers.
All right. I'll let you launch in with your expert. Who'd you bring along?
Annie Chozon, Pipedrive, company with more than 90,000 customers worldwide.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to interrupt you for a second here. You're cutting out badly again here. Well, it's just not working on Jim's end today here. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick up the subject because this is one that's near and dear to me. I hear it all the time. What separates CRM from sales lead management software? So, Annie, let's start with an introduction of you and your background, and then let's talk about this topic, you and I together here.
Excellent. Hi, Paul. Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well. Thank you for having me on the show. Let me maybe do the introduction so that your listeners know why I'm here today on the show. I head up product and customer marketing at Pipedrive. Throughout my career, I actually have helped a lot of businesses scale up their engagement with customers, both across B2B organizations, but also some very large B2C businesses as well. For my benefit or for my curse, it really revolves around CRMs a lot, CRM tools. And I've been always looking at CRM tools. How can they facilitate better engagement with customers? What I have found most of the times, to be honest, is that CRM tools hinder sometimes how efficient and impactful customer engagement is when we're trying to build and nurture relationships with customers. So here I am today to talk to you about CRM. Now, when I saw Pipedrive is a sales CRM platform. But when I came across Pipedrive for a very first time, I saw a few things that drew my attention. I saw simplicity. I saw very intuitive and very powerful, easy to use tool for sales people. And I also saw customers that love using it every day. Why? Because they don't need a 90 degree to use it every day.
Can I ask you a couple of questions about that? Because you brought up some subjects there that certainly spark curiosity in my part. Simple. Let's start with that. Why are CRMs, it's kind of like, I'm going to date myself. I'm in my mid-60s here. So I remember when electronics started coming out, VCRs and TVs and everything else. And we thought, wow, this is great. Then they had to add 400 other features that I'm never going to use to differentiate themselves. It became so bloated with stuff, it wasn't simple to use anymore. How did we get away from simple CRMs?
I think simplicity is one of the hardest way to achieve. But I can tell you why referring to a simple CRM here. What makes it simple is the very first thing that caused Pipedrive to exist. It is the first CRM that was developed from a salesperson's point of view. Mm-hmm. It was developed by salespeople that understood the pains of selling every day. And we believe that salespeople should be in control of sales. And why Pipedrive is simple because of that specific ethos. It's built as a system with, you know, we have a lot of hundreds of features just like every other CRM
sure,
has.
Sure, yeah.
But the way in which we enable salespeople to work within the system calls out for that simplicity. The first thing you're seeing when you're going into a CRM is the pipeline view. That's what salespeople do all the time.
That's it. They're always evaluating their pipeline. So let's talk about that from a salesperson's point of view. I don't think most of these systems have been set up from a salesperson's point of view. They're set up from the sales manager's point of view. I want to track what you're doing. I want to know in great detail who you talk to and when you talk to them and what you talked about. And too often, I hear in this show, in my own experience, the salespeople push back. This isn't to help me. This is to help you, my manager, yell at me, push me, or monitor me. And I don't see any benefit from, if I was the sales guy, boy, I'd get rid of all this stuff and just go back to using note cards.
You've hit the nail on the head. A lot of CRM companies and out there that offer a plethora of different solutions. what you've just described is exactly what is happening in the CRM world. They've been created to manage, or shall I say, control the sales process, but without really having the salesperson in mind. So what I believe is that they probably master none of those features and capabilities they want to provide to salespeople, because they don't think about the salesperson and what they do. They've been created, just as you've highlighted, without understanding what salespeople need every day. They've been created to give management insights into how healthy the revenue for the month or for the quarter is, or which clients are bringing the highest revenue. I've talked a lot to our customers, and I ask them very often, how frequently do they use their sales CRMs? Do you know what I hear most of the times? That typical reaction, oh, no, I don't use the sales CRM. They only use it because...
I think that is so honest. I don't think most of the salespeople want to use it. They don't see it as something that benefits them. And that's too bad, because it gives you insight into your activity. It gives you a way to track what you're doing and perhaps predict where you should be putting your effort. I mean, it is a tool, but we see it as a tool imposed upon us. We don't see it as a tool that really benefits us. I'm saying us, the ordinary people tasked with using it.
That's a lot of the behaviors we see. Your typical day when people fill in their sales CRM, would you guess?
Yeah.
Friday afternoon.
That's right. They got to fill it out. Oh, my goodness. I got to fill out my report. I used to have to fill out a report. Now I got to fill out the CRM.
Exactly. And they do it on a Friday afternoon because nobody else takes the calls from a salesperson afternoon. What do? They put the bare minimum so that their managers understand and see if there's been activity, there's been work that's been done.
Right.
But I can reassure you, most of the times, good salespeople that's got an opportunity to sell, that have really interesting lead that just found about recently, they actually don't really put it in the system straight away. They keep it in their back pocket. They don't want the manager to know about it because they know the manager would be on their case all the time. So it's quite ironic, because of this behavior, I believe manager doesn't actually have the full picture of what is happening with the sales pipeline or with where the revenue is coming from. And all we end up is with CRM systems that sell people, it's a chore.
Yeah. Okay. So we've identified the problem, and your company tried to approach it in a different way with Pipedrive. But it's go to the main core of the conversation today. Is there something different between a classic CRM, a customer relationship, contact relationship manager, and true sales lead management software? Is that more of automated stuff that creates a drip campaign afterwards? Is that where you place people in the funnel? Is there a separation between the two, or are we overthinking this?
So let's take sales lead management software and CRMs. They're very distinct concepts, and you cannot quite draw the equal sign between the two. And let me expand a bit on this.
Mm-hmm.
CRM, by definition, is about building and managing customer relationships.
Right.
In today's world, we use a lot of technology to automate what we do, our repetitive tasks. We automate so that we find information easier in one place.
Right.
What's actually been happening, if you look at the CRM landscape, what systems and what tools are you going to choose? There are so many tools under this umbrella of CRM that will help with different aspects of building and managing these customer relationships. We take a broader look at the full sales cycle. You have tools for generating and qualifying leads. You have tools for driving and closing deals. And you have tools for managing and reselling to customers. I see sales lead management software as a very important tool in this cycle, looking after the top of the funnel and really taking care that today's leads are looked after so they become tomorrow's
Well, and that's what Jim always preaches here in the show, the too often the leads, marketing and everybody else is doing so much effort to generate leads, and yet the salespeople just simply aren't following up with them. They prejudge them, they're slow to react, and by the time they do, they're stale, they're no good, and that just reinforces their idea. I'm not even going to deal with this stuff. This is all garbage.
That's always going to be one of the biggest challenges on which leads sales people will focus on, and also where leads come from. I think we've probably become incredibly sophisticated in how we apply technology to capture these cold early inquiries or to look after sales leads and qualify them through to the advanced stages of the sales process. I think gone are the days really when all inquiries would have come in via telephone line. Remember that?
Right. I remember those well. And we'd count how many coupons came back in from our ad in the publication or newspaper here.
That's right. The ways in which businesses are generating leads today has diversified a lot. According to one of our researchers, when we tend to ask our customers very frequently how they manage their leads and how they manage their sales process, what we are finding is that over 50% of leads come from their website. We're also seeing new channels such as LinkedIn, Google searches, other social media channels. They are the fastest growing sources of leads. In a sense, I'm not even surprised that we are now looking at a sales leads management category in it on its own. Sales, at the end of the day, are busy selling. They're on a mission to close the next deal, and anything that gets in the way will frustrate them closing that deal. So they do need help to make sure they are not working on the wrong lead and losing the right sales opportunity.
Well, let's explore that when we come back, because we want to take a quick break and let everybody digest this. It sounds like there is some difference between CRM and sales lead management systems. Let's see if we can put those two together. Is there an order to them? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? And then let's talk about specifically how you're using these tools or allowing what's your experiences with your software, what kinds of tools you've built in, and how people are using this in the real world here. Let's do all that and more, and we come right back right after this. And this is just a quick spot we want to do tell you. If you are interested, this show is about a company called Pipedrive. It's a sales CRM that puts salespeople back in control of the sales process, something they sorely lack these days here. Salespeople lose control when they're forced to use software that takes an engineer to run. Boy, we've all seen those. And you know what we mean. When the salespeople stops their sales flow to input data, well, the whole darn thing just doesn't work. Pipedrive ended all that by developing the first sales CRM built from the salesperson's point of view. It's intuitive, it's simple, it's powerful to use. That perspective makes it simple for a sales team of any size, from one to hundreds, to have a tool that helps, not hampers. Helps, not hampers. That's the key. The whole sales process, putting salespeople back in control. If you want to learn more, if you find it too unbelievable that anybody's really even done this, they challenge you to go check it out. Pipedrive.com, just like it sounds, Pipedrive.com. All right, we're back with our guest. She is from Pipedrive. They've accept the challenge that we laid out, that too many of these systems are too complicated to figure out, they're too cumbersome to use, and too often the salespeople don't see them as something that benefits them, but just helps the management track and push them. So they withhold information, they put a minimum amount of information in, and they don't see that maybe the company's given them a tool to make more money themselves, to do a better job. So let's find out again. Let's just see if we can put an end to this point here. Is sales lead management, is that something different in CRM, and where does it come in the process? You mentioned all this new flood of data that's coming in from all these new sources, social media and websites. All that stuff used to just get passed as a mass amount of data to the salesperson, who then is trying to sift through it, get to it, and has a tendency to see most of it as no good, probably because they don't know how to respond to it. They don't know how warm or cold the leads are. And then they start prejudging this stuff here. So is sales lead management, maybe it's the first step in the process to help manage this flood of stuff coming in. Would you agree with that?
I do. Let me go into this in a bit more detail, but if you won't mind, I'm probably going to come back a bit to what you mentioned a bit earlier. I think what we've really looked to do, Paul, in going back to the full sales cycle, it starts with leads, it flows through with managing sales, and most of the times we end up with sales that are won and customers are won. And the whole influx of the data that comes through, and one of the biggest challenges, I think, in this space is how do you use the best of breed?
Right. And
what place does sales leads management tools
play? For example, on this show, they talk a lot about, let's talk about sales lead management itself. So you've got this flood of leads, and somebody's got to process this stuff. Somebody's got to try and determine where in the pipeline to put this. Is this on the fast track? This is somebody that's really hot and ready to buy and very serious, or is this somebody just sniffing around, just wants some data and some information? That's probably not the stuff that the salesperson needs to get involved in. They just need a brochure. They need a response. They need maybe some other content to help them through the buyer's journey, to help them decide before they raise their hand and put a salesperson in front of them. Maybe that's the purpose of sales lead management, to try and manage these sales leads and then deliver the best, the hottest, the real ones who are ready to talk to a salesperson. Is that a fair assessment?
Very, absolutely. At the end of the day, as I link back to the diversification of different sources for leads, I think that in itself calls for more support for sales team on how to manage these leads.
Right.
Somebody visiting the website and browsing around different pages, would probably be a different type of interest than somebody that's actually filling in a web form and asking very specific information about a product.
Right.
You'd want to speak to that lead straight away, whereas somebody browsing on the website may be interesting. But again, how qualified and how important is that lead?
And don't we all hate it when a salesperson, I've had this experience many times, I've said it here on this show, where I make the mistake of surfing around through some website and immediately somebody's contacting me, hey, how can I help you?
We do.
And I'm like, I don't want your help. I'm just sniffing around right now. When I'm ready, I'll ask. And suddenly they're putting a salesperson in front of me, which must be very frustrating salesperson because I'm very antagonistic towards them. And certainly it makes me antagonistic towards the company. Slow down. Let me just sniff around. Let me see what you got. So I think that that's where an intelligent sales lead management system that a bot or some other form that tries to determine what the next step is, what I'm looking for, and maybe help me find it rather than help immediately put me in front of a salesman who's trying to qualify me or close me.
And that's very important because you don't want to put your potential prospects off by being too quick to react
or
by bombarding them too quickly with the questions they're not yet ready to ask. That's where the beauty of automating how we look after leads, how we manage them, comes into play. So if you have 100 or 10 people from a same company looking at the website over a period of 2 weeks, then there might be a certain interest there that you'd assess versus somebody just browsing on your website without any further context. And leads management systems play a role in understanding how we help sales teams, how interested these leads can be, and therefore put them into natural workflows so that some information is emailed or communicated out to these leads. Keep them warm, nurture them before they're ready to actually engage.
And maybe really, in a perfect world, answer what they're looking for or give them a chance to say, before I talk to a salesman, can you answer this question? Can you send me something about this? Can you send me some specs or whatever here? There's some information they're searching for, and maybe you can help them find it. Then it seems like at some point, if they become really interested and raise their hand, at the appropriate time, the salesperson steps in, a real salesperson steps in, and then starts tracking it through their CRM, who they talked to, what they talked about, what the follow-up is, what the likelihood of them converting, and all that kind of stuff that they want to track and that their management wants to track. I understand the management wants to track, but it's got to be something the salesperson sees value in too.
Salespeople don't want to contact any leads and possibly contact them too quickly.
No, they don't want the phone slammed down in their ear. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you look at the CRM space, and very specifically at this niche around managing leads, there are so many solutions out there that you can tap into straight away that can help with managing leads very well. But I can tell you one of the other challenges that you should consider is, how easy is it to take the data that's being nurtured and produced via very well thought through sales leads management tools and put them into the sales pipeline?
Absolutely.
Without frustrating the process.
Absolutely. And then I'll give you one last chance here to answer one quick question. Do customers ever get involved in this? Is this strictly behind the scenes, or will we ever get to a point where customers are, let's say I'm a regular customer of yours and I want to put in an order, I want to put in a request. Is it a pipeline to you, or is it just a pipeline to me?
So I think, let's not forget, we're talking about relationships with customers. And I think the customers need to be at front and center of this engagement. So a customer can easily engage the process via this vehicle, just as well as leads. And we need to make sure that all of these tools are designed to build those customers' relationships in the long run.
It's a conversation like we're having here. And if it's a true tool, then it helps further that conversation, not just from your end trying to figure out what I want, but from my end trying to get the right answers from you.
Correct. And a lot of this ecosystem requires for understanding that full cycle. Existing customers are actually prospects at every single point through that engagement. And that's where I believe marketing and sales teams can find fantastic opportunities for new revenue streams from existing customers. And nurturing those leads, nurturing customers as well as potential prospect to bring them back into the sales funnel, is the whole fun of this whole cycle. I do believe very strongly that sales management tools and leads management tools, they're part of the same cycle. You cannot basically talk about one without talking about the others. And ultimately, with the right tools where salespeople feel they're in control, the tools that work for them, the tools that allow them to interject at the right point in time with their leads, are the tools that will put them back in control of sales. So they actually work the tools in the way that the management may need to see the information, but it worked for the sales process itself.
And a fascinating conversation. We'll definitely have to have you come back with Jim sometime. He's run sales teams. I've just been a poor salesman myself here. He knows from a different point of view what he's looking for out of the salespeople and what they're not delivering. I know from a salesperson's point of view the frustrations of trying to implement and use these systems and how often I get frustrated using them and just quit or give up altogether, and that doesn't help anybody here. And the poor customer is just getting more and more confused. So let's go again to pipedrive.com. I look forward to checking out what you've got and hope that you come back and share some more insights with us in the future here.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. We'll talk to you then. They're always mind-blowing here at the SLMA, bringing you the best and latest and greatest content on a weekly basis here in the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.